One of the most veteran broadcasters in sports is saying goodbye. Jaime Jarrín is retiring as the Spanish language voice of the Los Angeles Dodgers. He's held the job since 1959. La pelota se va, se va, se va, y despídela con un beso. The ball is going, it's going, kiss it goodbye. Sounds a lot prettier, though, when he says it. After 64 seasons, Jaime Jarrín has connected generations of Dodger fans. His name is synonymous with baseball, but it didn't start out that way.
So I never saw a baseball in my life, a bat, or nothing like that until I came to this country.
You see, Jarrín was born and raised in Ecuador, where soccer dominates. There, kids grew up wanting to play in the World Cup. The World Series, not so much. His first love was radio. He was introduced to it by his cousin Alfredo, who was an up-and-coming radio announcer in the city of Quito. Alfredo used to take Jarrín to live broadcasts around town.
And I fell in love with radio when I was 10 years old. Then, a couple of years later, he said, Jaime, I think you have a microphonic voice.
Alfredo took that nascent adolescent voice and helped Jaime develop it.
He put me in a corner of a room to read every day about 30 minutes in the newspaper El Comercio de Quito. He said, I am putting you in a corner because you will hear yourself the way that we hear you. That was my first lessons.
And that reading paid off because within just a few years, Jarrín began a career of his own. And this is where his story will become something a lot more recognizable to many Americans.
In 55, I decided to come to this country as an immigrant.
You're mine.
Then I started reading about Southern California. And I started reading about Los Angeles and how many Spanish-speaking people are here. So I said, that's the place where I have to go.
Jarrín says there was so much opportunity in L.A. back then, just not in Spanish broadcasting.
I took a job at a factory making metal fences.
He says at the time, the city's lone Spanish radio station did not have any open positions. But more than that, the people at the radio station didn't like the way Jarrín spoke Spanish. They felt that his Ecuadorian accent would sound strange to Southern California's Mexican population. Now, you might think, it was the 1950s. It was a different time. 40 years later, when I was starting my career in L.A. doing traffic reports in Spanish, I, too, was told my Ecuadorian Spanish would not cut it in L.A. And just as I did, Jarrín realized that he needed to neutralize his accent.
So I went to study Spanish at the Cambridge Street School in Los Angeles, 7 o'clock until 11 o'clock in the morning. I kept going until finally they gave me a job on weekends.
Jarrín wound up becoming the news and sports director for KWKW just as baseball was about to be turned on its head. In 1958, the Brooklyn Dodgers left New York and moved to Los Angeles. And Jarrín, fluent in English and Spanish, but only barely conversational in baseball, became part of the first crew to call Dodger games in Spanish. He still remembers the big meeting with the station's general manager.
Mr. William Beaton called all the announcers to his office. And he looked at me and said, I want you to be one of the two announcers.
And so Jarrín sent himself to baseball boot camp. He attended minor league games around the city and read all the sports columns he can get his hands on.
I'd listen to every single broadcasting on radio. So like in 59, I said, okay, I'm ready. And I started doing one inning first, then two innings, then three innings.
Within a few years, Jarrín became a respected voice, had built an audience. It wasn't long before other teams took notice.
When they saw the success of the Dodgers regarding the Latinos, they start wondering, what you have to do is hire a couple of announcers, hire a salesman to sell Spanish broadcasts, and it's a great, great way of making money.
And that was where things were headed when a new mania took over baseball, Fernando Mania.
It is incredible. It is fantastic. It is Fernando Valenzuela.
Valenzuela set a National League rookie record pitching 8 shutouts this year.
Late in the 1980 season, the Mexican ball player Fernando Valenzuela was brought on to pitch for the Dodgers. Within a year, he was named Rookie of the Year and helped the Dodgers win the World Series. But more than that, he brought more Spanish speakers to the game.
He created so many new baseball fans. It was unbelievable. People that didn't know baseball at all, so we had to teach them.
And Jarrín went along for the ride because in addition to calling the games, Jarrín became Valenzuela's interpreter.
Jaime Jarrín, ask him if he felt that the first three innings tonight when the Mets got the 8 base runners on against him was the toughest stretch he's had so far since coming to the National League?
Desea saber si los tres primeros innings...
Up to that day, I was very well known only in Southern California. But then, when I had to travel with Fernando and be with him in front of the media, they knew about who Jaime Jarrín was in Chicago, in San Luis, in other cities.
Since Jarrín's early days with the league, Latinos have become a real force in baseball. In 1955, just around 5% of all major league players were Latino, according to the Society for American Baseball Research. Today, more than a quarter of the players are Latinos. And you can see it in the stands, too. I was only 11 years old when Fernando Valenzuela broke through, but I remember noticing a lot more Spanish speakers at Dodger games. They'd have their transistor radios in their hand and to their ear to listen to Jarrín's broadcast. Alex Padilla was among them. He grew up in the San Fernando Valley and now serves as California's first Latino U.S. senator. Padilla grew up bilingual, but his parents only spoke Spanish. So in order to enjoy Dodger games as a family, they would all listen to Jarrín's voice narrate the action.
It was smooth. It was so descriptive. Literally, you can close your eyes and just listen to him and know exactly what was happening on the field. But as a Latino, as a bilingual Latino, it was great to sort of be seen by his voice.
In many respects, Jarrín's resume speaks for itself. He's in the National Baseball Hall of Fame. He's got his own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And he's even received an honorary doctorate from Cal State University, Los Angeles.
I have received many accolades, but what really fills my heart, people approach me, they stop me and say, Mr. Jarrín, thanks to you, I spend more time with my grandfather. Thanks to you, my father used to spend more time with me. We just wanted to thank you for that.
When I sat down to interview Jarrín for this story, I had one final question for him. Is it really coming to an end?
When I do my last broadcast, it will be my last intervention on a microphone.
Seguro?
Segurísimo. Segurísimo.
A journey that started with reading the newspaper for 30 minutes a day in Quito, Ecuador, will come to an end three quarters of a century later in Los Angeles, when Jaime Jarrín retires as one of the greatest broadcasters of all time.